And with the 20th overall pick in the NFL draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select a Steeler. Good morning to you. Good Friday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Steelers. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into hockey and or baseball, I also offer daily shots of Penguins and Pirates, where you found this. Troy Fautanu, an offensive tackle out of Washington, is a Steeler, and I mean that in every context. This kid has a tattoo of Troy Polamalu. He's got a Polynesian Samoan Tongan background himself. Grew up worshiping 43. Actually wore 43 until he couldn't because of a move to the offensive line. Plays the game with, well, listen to this response. Listen to this whole exchange, actually. Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan were in the room, and they both made it clear, without getting into any kind of numbers or rankings, that Fautanu was the offensive tackle that they were waiting on. So when five others were taken ahead of him, representing the need around the league that we all expected was going to happen in this draft, I asked Khan, well, just listen to it.
Is that doubly true whenever it's that many tackles that go in front of him?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, and just because it's him, like Coach mentioned, he was really high on our board, and just hoping he'd still be there at 20. And yeah, it's glad. I don't even know what time it is right now. But can't say enough about how excited we are to have him. This guy loves football. I mean, I can't wait for you guys to get the opportunity to talk.
Just turn the tape on. Yeah.
That's tremendous. Remember, you heard my question there. I did not seek the head coach's input on this subject. He just couldn't leave it out. Anytime he would mention the tape, his smile went from wall to wall. Now, yes, I'm going to throw in all the obligatory disclaimers that every team is always excited about whoever it is that they draft, and they all can't believe that so-and-so fell to them and everything else. And we could all revisit multiple scenarios in which Tomlin and before Omar, Kevin Colbert said things that I'm sure they wish they hadn't said. For example, that Jarvis Jones is special and blah, blah, blah. Okay, we have that out of our systems now. They seemed legitimately excited. They seemed legitimately focused on this player. That doesn't mean he was their number one offensive tackle, but it means that he was higher than sixth at that position on their own internal lists. He's a tiny bit undersized, although Tomlin went out of his way to mock that subject when it came up by saying, listen, if he was another quarter of an inch, would we even be having this discussion? And he's right, because Fautanu is less than a quarter inch shorter than what's considered to be optimal for an NFL tackle. He's also about 10 or 15 pounds lighter than what's optimal at that position. But he's allowed 3 total sacks over an entire collegiate career. He's shown to be equally proficient in pass blocking and run blocking. He's got an edge to him that makes him stand out in all settings. And to borrow from Tomlin, he's all black and gold. And I'd known about the Polamalu tattoo beforehand, but I asked the kid himself if he'd ever had any personal interaction with one of the Steelers' all-time greats. You will love this answer.
University of Southern California was trying to recruit me. They lined up my visit the same weekend that Troy Polamalu was going to be there. I was there talking to Clay Helton, the head coach at the time, and then somebody knocks on the door, and he goes, go open the door. And I open it, and it's Troy Polamalu sitting right in front of me, my idol, throwing up my goat. You know what I mean? And it was a surreal moment. I didn't know what to say. And it's just so crazy kind of seeing. It's just, like, so hard to visualize, like, because he's very soft-spoken. Everything that he did on the field and everything he contributed to football, and then like him kind of talking to me in that way, it was very surprising, but something I'll never forget.
Okay, so that's it. End of story, right? Well, not quite, because the kid still had to explain why, after all that, he would choose Washington instead.
Because I knew Troy Polamalu was going to be there every day. So.
Busted up the room, as you can hear. Good, good stuff. I also asked Tomlin if there'd been any weight or consideration given to Fautanu as a center. He shot that down like dead right in front of me. Neither he nor Khan got into whether he'd play left tackle or right tackle. His position with Washington was left tackle. He's also known as being a versatile offensive lineman, so I thought it was a fair thing to bring up. I can also understand why they wouldn't want to do that in the moment, because there are other moving parts in the equation, most obviously Broderick Jones, and especially Dan Moore. Me, right now, I've got no complaints. I've been telling you for weeks that what I'd heard internally was that the Steelers favored offensive tackle. I also told you I didn't know which one and wasn't about to speculate on it, but credit to them for keeping that under their collective lid for a long time, because they really, really did. I'm also long on record as having been in favor of completing this offensive line. That is not the case, as we can all see right now, but there are other rounds ahead in this draft. And in the second round, they still have available in front of them Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon, Zach Frazier out of West Virginia, both of whom went unclaimed in the first round. So they can still get that done. They can still get wide receivers, plural. And they might have more of those types available to them than any of us would have previously thought, because my goodness, all of the quarterbacks were taken in the first round. And that caused a strange drop at a lot of positions, strangest being cornerback. At the time the Steelers selected, they had their choice of any corner, any of them, in what's considered to be a really, really, really good class. And when that came up in this press conference, that was shot down as well. Tomlin just saying not over Fautanu. So there it is. They got their tackle. And they've still got a lot of work ahead. When we come back, J1Q.
Luxembourg, Garbett, Kelly, and George, LGKG, is a personal injury law firm in Western Pennsylvania that represents people hurt in car accidents or who need help with workers' comp or medical malpractice. When the attorneys at LGKG make you a promise, they keep it. They've been keeping promises in our region for over 80 years. LGKG's been AV rated, the highest rating a law firm can receive, and they've been designated super lawyers, that's actually a thing, for over 15 years. It's a rare combination. LGKG has offices in Cranberry, Newcastle, Beaver Falls, Butler, and Elwood City. Learn more about them by visiting lgkg.com or by calling 888-842-5454. LGKG.
Today's J1Q comes from Chris, who's already focused on the day ahead. He says, DK, hopefully centers keep falling. Do the Steelers trade up, you think, in this second round to get Zach Frazier? That would be, in my estimation, a very solid first two picks. What would there be to complain about? I wouldn't worry so much, Chris, about complaints or non-complaints. If you're the Steelers, you focus on the work at hand with the information that you've got, and what any of the rest of us thinks doesn't matter in the slightest. I'll give you an example of that regarding Troy Fautanu. Whenever Fautanu's injury history was brought up, had a lisfranc at some point, had a knee, and Omar Khan came back and said, we're not worried what other people say or think about these things because we just do our own work. And what he means is they're not reading somewhere about his medicals. They're not looking at anyone else's medicals. They do their own. They form their own accumulation of knowledge, if you will, not just about their first round pick, but about the entire draft class. That's the way this thing works whenever it works well. But to the centers, I mentioned Frazier briefly in the opening segment, mentioned Jackson Powers Johnson. They're still out there. You can get a center if that's the aim, if the offensive line as an entity, as a completed entity, is the aim. None of us will be surprised if that takes place. Me, I can't get off this wide receiver thing. I just can't. I see this hole or holes sitting there and still unaddressed. Now, can that happen via trade? Sure. Did it happen last night? No. Were there many trades at all? Nothing of significance. The Vikings seem to be a little bit pesky, but they were just basically moving around the order of picks. The idea that all kinds of big name players were going to change hands, that didn't happen at all. Doesn't mean it won't happen tonight. Doesn't mean it won't happen tomorrow. Doesn't mean it won't happen on a day that doesn't have a draft. But for now, the Steelers are still taking the field with George Pickens and dot, dot, dot as their wide receiving core. That's not okay. So you can go ahead and build up Studville on your offensive line, and that's fine. That's applauseworthy in and of itself. But you got to get some receivers. You've got to get some receivers. So my second and third rounds tonight, in a perfect scenario, would have, and I don't really care what order it comes in, a center and a wide receiver. After that, go ahead and get creative. The one thing we know for sure, going not into tonight but into tomorrow, is that there will be defensive players available. My goodness. Half of the first round was gone before even one was taken. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Steelers. And guess what? This not going to stop this weekend. I'm going to be back with a special edition of Daily Shot of Steelers tomorrow, and then another one the day after that. Thanks so much for being with me.